Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 15. 2 Chronicles 20, 1 to 15. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, "Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, 'If calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us.' But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt, so they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." All the men of Judah, with their wives and children and little ones, stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, and he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." My theme for reflection is when the ground shakes and God stands still. When the ground shakes and God stands still. A few summers ago, our daughter Talitha Zera built a towering block castle in the living room. She stacked each piece with fierce concentration, declaring she was making it strong forever. 2 minutes later, our son, Ruel Gillette, mistakenly brushed against it, and down it all came. She stood there stunned, wide-eyed, and whispered, "But it was supposed to stay." Life often feels like that. We build routines, careers, families, and suddenly, one phone call, one diagnosis, one loss, and everything trembles. In 2 Chronicles 20:1-12, Jehoshaphat knows this feeling well. One day he is a thriving king. The next he is told, "A vast army is coming against you." His heart races, panic flares. But his next move is startling. Instead of summoning his generals or drafting frantic plans, Jehoshaphat resolves to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. Alarm drove him to God, not away from him. Jehoshaphat stands before the assembly, not with polished strategy, but with raw honesty. We have no power to face this vast army. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. This is the turning point. When powerlessness meets God dependence, fear becomes faith. He remembers who God is, the ruler of nations, the deliverer of the ancestors, and this remembering steadies him. His private delight in God's word over the years has shaped a reflex. When the ground shakes, he looks up. God's answer to Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 is striking. Not new weapons, but a new perspective. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. No clever tactics, no frantic strategies, just trust. Their calling was not to win the war, but to worship while God fought. And perhaps that is the lesson we so easily forget. When people rise against you, when they scheme, slander, or strive to pull you down, your greatest weapon is not retaliation, but trust. So let me ask you this morning, what battles are you facing today? Is it a battle at work where others are undermining you? A battle in your family where conflict seems relentless? A battle for your reputation where false words wound deeper than swords? If you are walking faithfully and dealing honestly, leave it in God's hands. He has a way of turning the plans of your enemies into their own undoing and lifting you in due time. Because the truth still stands. The battle is not yours but God's. But this story speaks into our chaos today. When our carefully built castles collapse, be their careers, reputations, or relationships, we scramble for control. But faith is not denial of fear, it is defiance of fear. It is choosing God dependence over self-reliance. As Timothy Keller once said, you don't really know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. Jehoshaphat shows us that trust is not passive. It gathers the community, proclaims God's greatness, fasts, prays, and obeys. Faith stands still outwardly, but leans forward inwardly, waiting on the God who never panics. The result, God routed the enemy without Judah lifting a sword. What terror could not do, trust accomplished. This is what it means for us today. When life unravels, we fix our gaze where Jehoshaphat fixed his, on God, not the chaos. We stop measuring the size of our storm and start magnifying the faithfulness of our God. The battle may not be ours to win, but it is ours to trust through. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when fear hits like a tidal wave, where do my instincts run first? Toward control or toward God? Number two, how can I train my heart now in calm seasons to reflexively trust when the ground shakes? And now our practical exercise. Choose one anxiety you carry today. Write it down. Name it before God in prayer. And then spend 10 minutes declaring aloud God's promises from Scripture over it. Refuse to plan until you have first praised. Lord, when the ground shakes and our hearts race, teach us to lift our eyes to you. Forgive us for clutching control when you call us to trust. Like Jehoshaphat, may we stand firm, see your deliverance and worship while you fight for us. Anchor us in your unshakable love and steady our trembling hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.